This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Yarwi al-Imam al-Bukhari fi sahihihi an Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaqulu hina al-qarb. So the hadith I'm going to narrate to you guys today is in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari. It is a sahih hadith, and it is on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. So Ibn Abbas tells us that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would experience qarb, and qarb in English is a state where someone is in a very great difficulty. It's a combination between difficulty, sadness, and not knowing what to do next. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always say a certain set of dua whenever he was in that situation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم. There is no God but Allah, the Magnificent and the Patient. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم. There is no God but Allah, the Lord of the Magnificent Throne. لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العرش الكريم. He would say that there is no God but Allah, the ruler of the earth and the skies. There is no God but Allah, the owner of the honorable chair. So from this dua, we can learn a lot of great things from the Prophet ﷺ. And the state, like I mentioned, the state of qarb is something that's a very difficult situation. And that's nothing that the Prophet ﷺ didn't experience. The Prophet ﷺ experienced this a lot. Like when he was returning from a ta'if after they stoned him and he didn't know what to do next. Like when he was before the Battle of Al-Ahzab, when he had to face an army of 10,000 people who were going to go around in Medina and try to essentially eliminate every single Muslim. So all these difficult times that the Prophet ﷺ went through, he wanted to teach us something. And I don't think this is unique only to this dua, but it's unique to all ad'iyah. In that the dua is something that you ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's something that you want from Allah. But it also teaches the individual who's saying the dua something. I think it provides a set of affirmations that the individual tells himself so he can, in order to be able to have a stronger iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this dua is not any different. I believe that there are two sets of affirmations that are being made in this dua that kind of strengthen the individual who's going through this such difficult and sorrow time. The first of which is La ilaha illallah al-azim al-halim. The usage of the word halim, which in English translates to patience, but the scholars of Islam, they translate it to something more general. It generally means that it's the name of Allah that describes him not wanting to rush into punishing his servants. So this reminds the individual saying the dua that this difficult time is not a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather it is a test, and it is something that he will get through inshallah because it is not punishment. The second affirmation is around al-azim, the magnificent, and then the mention of la ilaha illallah rabb al-arsh al-azim, which al-arsh al-azim is Allah's throne subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's actually one of Allah's greatest creations. We don't know much about it because it's ilm al-ghayb, but it is one of the most magnificent creations, and it sets the tone that anything that you're going through in your life is not as great as Allah, and if Allah wills it, you will be able to get through this very easily. Because he is a controller of his throne, which is the greatest thing he's created, as well as controller of all the earth and the skies. So no matter what you're facing, no matter what challenge you interact with, whether it's your boss or someone at work who's not being helpful, or it's an exam coming up, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more than capable to be able to help you to get through this. So from this dua, we can take away these two affirmations. That first, whatever you're experiencing, this qarb, it's not a form of punishment. And second of all, that whatever you're going through is not bigger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not bigger than Him being able to help you get through it. So I hope that was beneficial. يروي الإمام البخاري عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول حين القرب لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العرش الكريم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.